Turning 30 may not seem traumatic when you're about to turn 50, maybe, but to Julie Powell on the cusp of the big 3-0, she decided, in her words, to save myself from giving myself up entirely to dreariness and mediocrity. So she embarked on a culinary odyssey. In 1 year, she decided she would cook every single recipe in Julia Child's seminal tome, Mastering the Art of French Cooking. Her yearly progress was posted on the Julie Julia Project, a blog related to Salon.com. It's filled with profanity. It exposes the intimacies of her marriage and is utterly hilarious. Last night, she finished. She cooked the last recipe in the book, and Julie Powell joins us on the line from Manhattan. Thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, Neil. Thanks for having me.
So you finished and on deadline, and I suppose the last recipe wasn't Zweiback, was it?
No, sadly. It's a great successful meal. We had ourselves kidneys with red wine sauce and beef marrow, and it was relatively painless. So it was a good celebration, good celebratory meal.
After all of that cooking, did you sleep well last night?
No, actually, I slept terribly. I've been so on the run for the past year that it was like graduating from college and not knowing what to do with yourself. I was anxiety. Filled with anxiety dreams all night long. It was just awful.
So post-project depression already?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, what made you decide to take on Mastering the Art of French Cooking in the first place?
Well, I think that, I mean, aside from the act of desperation aspect, I think the book itself is both in terms of practically being one of the best textbooks that you can have for a beginning cook and learning techniques and cooking techniques, and I have been for a long time an enthusiastic amateur cook.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I enormously respect Julia Child. I find her to be a unique and incredible, larger-than-life woman who has made us, as Americans, able to eat as we eat today. And Alice Waters and Martha Stewart and everyone in between has Julia to thank for their success. And so to me, this is a sort of homage to all that she's done for us.
I've been reading some of your blog, and it certainly reads as if a lot of this was about writing as well as about cooking.
Absolutely. I've spent many, many years as a very frustrated writer with three-quarters of novels stuck in drawers, and this to me was a way to, in a way it was, the insane structure of it enabled me to get a little more sane. I was able to set up a writing process for myself and write about something that endlessly fascinates me, which is how the ways in which food is a part of my life, the terrible, frustrating ways as well as the lovely food porn TV channel ways.
Well, how insane was it? I mean, how many recipes are in that book?
524.
Not that anybody's counting.
No, we're not counting. Yes, no, I've counted every single one. And it's been an interesting experience. And yes, there has been some hysteria involved now and again. It wouldn't be nearly as entertaining if there wasn't. But it's been quite a ride.
If you look in those books, I mean, there are terrifying words in there, like en croûte.
Yes, en croûte. Pâté de canard en croûte was my penultimate meal we made on Sunday, which is a boned duck stuffed with pâté wrapped in a pastry crust, and which I carried off brilliantly, if I do say so myself. I was terrified. The boning of the duck particularly was really freaking me out, but it all went all right. And it really does. I mean, the book and Julia have such a wonderful way of making the terrifying doable.
We're speaking with Julie Powell, who's the creator of the Julia Julia Project. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. You live in New York City, so I assume that you have a gigantic Sub-Zero refrigerator and 16 burner stove, right?
Yes, of course. No. No, I actually live in Long Island City, so I'm an outer borough girl, and our kitchen, actually, by New York standards, is not the postage stamp that a lot of people have. That's largely why we've never moved into Manhattan, is because I can't deal with a half-size refrigerator and two burners. But it's certainly a squeeze. We've got a la Julia, and we have our pots hanging up on all the walls and every surface, and it's a lot to stuff into a small space, but really, more than the space, that the lack of air conditioning this summer has been a huge issue. during the winter, our pipes freeze. So it's one or the other.
Let's get a caller in on this. Nancy joins us from Boise, Idaho.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi. I had the pleasure of meeting Julia Child one time in Boston.
Oh, did you?
Great joys of my living there.
Yeah.
One thing I think she realized, and that the French realized, and after living 15 years in France, I realized, is there's a place in everyday eating for mm-hmm. both fat and sugar.
Right.
I've moved back to the United States. I'm overjoyed to be here. But nothing has any taste anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I go to a wonderful grocery store here in Boise, Idaho, and everything is beautifully prepared and beautifully placed, and the people are really nice, but none of it has any taste. And they've taken all the fat out of the meat and all the sugar out of the desserts, and we still eat them, but there's no point in them.
Right.
Well, maybe that study we referenced earlier about portion control might have something to do with it. But, Julie Powell, you must have run into this issue. I mean, you know, I've watched at least a couple of those Julia Child reruns, and, you know, throw in a little more butter seems to be pretty much,
well, you know. Well, and I decided to go pretty gung-ho with the butter and the cream. I figured 1 year of my life, I suppose I could die of cholesterol poisoning, but it'll be worth it. No, I think that, and I do think that there is, while I would say that eating the way I did is probably not a sane answer for anyone, there's no question that moderation is the key, and that fats and sugars, fats particularly butter and cream and pig pork fat, have a wonderful place and add so much to the flavor of food. I also would agree specifically with pork meat. When she wrote this book in 1963, pork was a different animal. The cooking process has changed because pigs have gotten so lean.
Hmm.
So that, you know, there are some adjustments you have to make given the way food has changed in the past 30 years. Some of it is all right, but a lot of it has been to the detriment of the flavor.
Nancy, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you. Thanks.
And Julie, I'm getting you confused too, but are you aware, is Julia Child aware of your project?
She is aware. I know that several people have spoken to me of speaking to her. Russ Parsons of the LA Times, and I believe Amanda Hesser spoke to her regarding the project. So she's definitely aware. I'm not sure that what she thinks about it. I hope that she at least understands the affection and the reverence behind it. If reverence is not too strong a word for her, perhaps gratitude.
An email question from Christine in Madison, Wisconsin. How much did all this cost?
I had some insane idea that this was actually, we were going to save money doing this. I don't know where that came from. There's no question that it's more expensive. I mean, sometimes it's less expensive. You can get, even in Manhattan in these days, you can get sweetbreads for pretty cheap. There's a lot of stuff that you can get inexpensively, but when it comes down to the veal roasts, there's some belt tightening, so to speak, that has to happen. Luckily, I have some devoted readers who have been really helpful to me. I've actually had money donated to the cause, and for which I am eternally grateful and a little amazed that they would do that.
Very briefly, belt tightening, I assume that's more than just in the pocketbook.
Yes. For me, as a person with a normal metabolism, there has been some weight gain. We have disproved I guess this isn't an Atkins diet. There's too much carbohydrates in that for that. But a high-fat diet doesn't work necessarily. My husband has not gained a pound, I swear.
Huh.
But he's a string bean. We're not going to talk about him right now. I'm a little bitter.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And thanks very much for being with us.
I've enjoyed it.
Julie Powell's blog, The Julie Julia Project, can be found on Salon.com. And Julie Powell joined us from her real workplace, not her kitchen, the Lower Manhattan Development Corporation, which is in New York City. In Washington, cooking away, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.